Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. So today's show, I have two guests. I have Christina Russo. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
And I have Max Feldman. Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
And just to kind of give you a little background, Christina Russo is the director here at the Newfoundland Public Library. And I say here is because that's where we're recording the show today.
Yes.
It's very exciting. And it's a beautiful day to drive out here. So thank you for inviting me here. And then Max Feldman, he is a volunteer for the Park and Recreation Committee for Dreer Township, right?
Correct. And welcome to Newfoundland.
Well, thank you. I actually used to come down here a lot when I was doing nutrition because I used to do training at one of the facilities out here. And I would love the drive, not in winter so much. But in the spring and the summer, it's absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. And for those individuals who are hopefully listening or then listening once the show is recorded again or played again, Newfoundland is in Wayne County, correct?
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's almost the southern part of Wayne County, the forgotten part, right? Sometimes you feel that way.
Yes. Oh, yes, absolutely.
And so I thought it would be a great idea, and we have to give a shout out to Genevieve Reese. And I know her from the Wayne Tomorrow committee that I am on. And that's kind of what really sparked this radio show today is, you know, we want to talk about Newfoundland. We want to talk about the services of the library here. We want to talk about the park and recreation area around here and important a survey that's coming about, you know, from Wayne Tomorrow and down. So before we start, Christina, can you tell us a little about Newfoundland Library and where you're located? Because, yeah, we joked. I drove by, but you are here.
Yes, we are. Unfortunately, that's a common problem. People drive right past us all the time. We're on a very busy part of the road, but we're not very recognizable from the road, which we're trying to work on that. So we are actually on Main Street, Newfoundland, the hotel restaurant is, like, within a viewing distance from us. The South School is right down the street. We're actually right across from the Ella Earhart General Store, which is a historic part of Newfoundland. Pretty much right across the street, but again, people don't know we're here.
Right.
One of the things that we need is a sign, which hopefully will happen in the future, so people actually know we're here.
Right. But you do, as a library, you're part of the Wayne Library Alliance, correct? Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Okay. Where, you know, if someone is listening and they go to the Honesdale or Library, or they go to the Holly Library or Pleasant Mount, there's like 7 different areas around, if not 9, different libraries. You all work together.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much. So, like, you can check out a book in Newfoundland and return it to Honesdale. If we don't have something here that you wanted, we can order it from Holly. We can even order it from Pike County. Okay. All kinds of stuff. And even get books from Scranton, so.
Right. Yeah. So that's wonderful. So if someone, you know, is there a website that they can visit for Newfoundland?
Yes, there is. It's waynelibraries.org. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much a website for all 7 libraries, but we have, like, our own page on there, and, like, all of our digital resources are on there, and our hours and all the other stuff. So.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. Yes. So, and Max, tell us a little bit about what you would do as a volunteer for the Dreer Township, the Park and Recreation Committee.
Well, the committee wants to get more use out of the park. Right now it isn't used as much as it should be. It's a wonderful park. We have a riparian trail there that's beautiful to walk on. Some of the trees are marked so you know what the flora is. We have, of course, Little League. Soccer. We have a beautiful stand that you can use for family reunions, and there's a porte cochere over it. We have a snack bar. We have lavatory facilities that were just put in several years ago. So it's a beautiful park. Walking, playing, running, anything you like. Dogs. We always have a lot of people there with dogs, especially early in the morning. One of the things we wanted to look into is putting a dog park there, because dog parks really seem to gather people together.
Right.
Hawley's Dog Park, we love, gets together. Barrett Township has a dog park on Gravel Road that we use that we're always getting together with people. We'd like to see something like that in our park so we can get people together. We're going to have movies in the park, we hope, so that people can come down and have a place to go for that and enjoy that kind of thing. And Christine is reminding me, oh, and our farmer's market.
Yes.
Our farmer's market starts a little bit after May 1st.
Okay.
And you can see those type of things on the website, newfoundlandpa.com. The splash page will come up immediately. You can, there's a link to the survey there. If you go past that, you can check the website out. And there's, there's information. There's a a calendar there, and there's a link to the farmer's market page also. So a lot of the things we do are there, but the park is really important to us. We really want to start getting it.
Right. And you know, that's one reason why we you know, Genevieve reached out with Kim Rickert from Wayne Tomorrow is to talk about this survey that you're working, I say you, Christina and Max, you're working together along with Wayne Tomorrow and their rec and community hub task force, is to put a survey out there to survey the individuals in your community in Newfoundland and beyond. Because we talked about this before I pressed record. This is not just for individuals who live in Newfoundland. It's for people, you know, 10 miles out, people who are coming through to maybe use this community hub. So can you tell us a little bit about the survey and what do you want to accomplish from that? Or Max, did you want to talk about that? One of the two.
Start with how it came together, I guess.
The survey came together because people felt that we needed a community hub here to, like you said, service the whole area. And the survey itself is asking, do we need a community hub in Newfoundland? If we had it, would you use it? What would you use it for? Where do you think it should be? And we suggest some activities, and there's also a place in the survey to give us other ideas, which we've been getting a lot of good other ideas on it. What do you call it? And that's basically the essence of the survey. Some of our ideas are going to be for, like, you know, home medicine here, blood pressure clinic, a place to watch movies indoors when it's raining, a place to use as a senior annex, clubs such as a bridge club, poker club, things like that. And there's more of those suggestions on the survey itself.
Right.
And you know, it's really it's a beautiful thing that we're doing, and we really want to see this happen.
I know. Again, this is all, I want to keep mentioning Wayne Tomorrow because it's under that full umbrella of Wayne Tomorrow. It's for every single, you know, area in Wayne County.
Yes.
You know, they're looking at the Hawley area, they're looking at the Hamland area, they're looking here at Newfoundland because as a community, wherever you live, you know that coming together as a community is important for your health. That's, you know, that's kind of why we're also bringing the show to you today, is to talk about that, you know, social things, movies, you know, but farmers markets, you know, you can buy healthy foods there. Christina, can you tell us a little bit more how this ties in, you know, to health and wellness?
Yes. Yeah, that's why, like, especially looking at Hohensdale and Hawley, they have really great things happening there. So that's why Wayne Tomorrow is so great too, because it's like, we don't want to forget about Southern Wayne County or Northern Wayne County too, because we're here too. And there's so many people that really want to see something happen in these areas, because, you know, even though we're all part of Wayne County, like, you know, down here in Newfoundland, it takes how long? Like 30, 40 minutes to get to Hohensdale?
Yes.
So
it's kind of a hike. But can you bring, like, you know, so, you know, wherever that community hub would be, you can bring programming. I know, you know, as a community health manager, I work with different organizations to bring in, like, freedom from smoking classes, like diabetes education program. Is that something that you could look forward to bringing here if you had something like that?
Yes. Exactly.
Absolutely.
That's why, like, one of the things that we hope is going to be kind of like the starting point for, like, a community hub is getting the second floor of the library renovated and up to code and everything, because right now it's built, but it's just for storage. Like, we can't open it to the public at the moment.
Okay.
But we're working on some plans on getting it open to the public. Mm-hmm. So it's a really great space in that, like, one of the things that Kim Rickard talked about when she was here was maybe getting a projector. So maybe, like, if there's stuff happening at the Cooperage, we can, like, screen it here.
Ah.
Yeah. Or, like you said, like, have maybe blood drives or, like, maybe, like, if you were ever wanted to do a presentation, you could come down here and do it upstairs.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Right. And I have, I've used True. To do programming in the Hamlin Libraries, Salem.
Yes.
Township. tongue-tied there. Yeah, I've done diabetes classes there when I used to do all that stuff. So, and it's true because, mm-hmm. you know, for me, the drive was beautiful to come here. But you have individuals that may live in your community that do not drive. And right. if you can bring that programming here, mm-hmm. and now with advanced technology, right, you can do anything,
right.
you know, distance or virtually now and bringing yeah. all those programs here.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like, if we could get this up and going, which there's a lot of really passionate individuals getting involved in it, it'd be really great for the people down here in
right
in Southern Wayne County, because like you said, there's a lot of people that don't have the transportation to make it to Homestead necessarily.
Right. So in order for us to get this to happen, they need to take a survey, right? And we
yes.
want people
yes.
from even surrounding communities and townships to
even
take...
Even Goldsboro.
Exactly, because yeah. that's not too far away yeah. from here.
Right.
Where can they find the survey?
They can find the survey at survey.newfoundlandpa.com. That'll take you directly to the survey. If you want to go to the community website first, there's a splash page that'll bring up a link to the survey. At just newfoundlandpa.com. Mm-hmm. Either way, you'll get to the survey. I would like to mention that Wayne Tomorrow, everybody pitched in to make this survey. They mm-hmm. gave me surveys from two other communities to do. We all got together and did the questions, and it was a group effort. Wayne Tomorrow is a fantastic organization.
Mm-hmm.
They're
mm-hmm.
very nice to work with.
I will say that I was invited to join Wayne Tomorrow as part of the hospital, Wayne Memorial Hospital, a year ago, and truly amazing people. You know, there's many task force. You know, I would suggest, you know, there's so many different organizations we talked about today. The library, the Parks and Recreation Committee here in Dreher Township. Mm-hmm. And then there's also Wayne Tomorrow, which you can visit their website and see what everyone is doing as a community to make Wayne County, you know, better. We're great.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be even better.
Yes.
That's what I want people to know. You know, I've been in Wayne County. I've lived here for over, you know, almost 30 years.
Wow.
And I would never move out. Never move out.
We wouldn't either. It's a
really great area.
It is.
And the businesses and the services that are offered here are exemplary. They're next to none. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
They're exactly. I totally agree with you. So, Christina, any last words for our listening audience about the library or anything here in Newfoundland?
Yes. We're planning on some really great things that we are very determined to make happen. So, stay tuned and come to the library because we're doing some really cool things.
Okay, great. If they wanted to give you a call, if they didn't have a computer, what's the phone number they can reach you at?
Yes, it's 570-676-4518. And I'm pretty much always here.
So they're not making an apartment upstairs for you, right?
Not
no?
yet.
Okay. And Max, they could do, is there a, like a contact on the website that they can get in touch
yes,
with you?
Yes, there's an email address right there on
mm-hmm.
On the website. And
right.
they can get in touch with me and I'll be glad to talk to them. Anybody... It's fun.
I know it is. It's really exciting. And again, you know, I always, you know, let people know. And I've received emails or a phone call every now and then. Oh, I heard your show, but I missed this and that. Can you get me in contact with this person? So people do listen at, you know, 7:05 in the morning on a Sunday morning. But you can also re-listen to it on WMH.org, where we have all the older recordings of HealthWorks that you can listen to. So Christina and Max, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. Do you want to give that website again for that survey?
Survey.newfoundlandpa.com.
Right. And we'll have that right underneath our link when we post our HealthWorks shows. So thank you both of you
for being on the show. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for featuring us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.